Click on the link to access the Plan and Investigation template. This is an easy way to design an experiment in class to test how you can look at a physical factor and how that's going to affect the germination of a seed. You can use real sticky notes in the classroom using butcher's paper or your whiteboard, or you can use this template just to write your answers in the spaces provided. In the second row down, you need to think about variables that you could change in an experiment that would affect the growth of your plant over time. You could think about wind, temperature, water, amount of salinity, anything that is an environmental factor that is going to impact on your plant. When you've thought about something that you can actually test in the classroom, you need to select that sticky note and move it to the next row or re-record your answer using a pen or pencil. So for the sake of this experiment, I'm going to use temperature. So I'm going to use my temperature variable sticky note and bring it down to the next row. So we will change temperature so we can measure and observe the rate of growth of the plant. And then again, to create your aim, you're going to move those sticky notes down to the final row on the page to write a particular aim. As you move through the template, the next thing that you need to think about are the factors that you're going to keep the same to make this a fair test. The only thing that I'm going to change is the temperature. So I'm going to have a group that is of seeds that are going to be in the fridge or the freezer and a group that's in the classroom to compare the results. Everything else about the experiment, I'm going to keep the same. The amount of water that I use, the type of soil, the type of seed, and the number of seeds per cup so that it doesn't impact my results. And then in the final row on page 2, I'm going to make a prediction about the investigation. It could be completely wrong, but I'm going to have a guess. After I've had a chance to conduct the experiment and gain some results, I'm going to complete the reviewing and investigation template. Again, you need to think about which sticky note goes in the right spot. So for the first row, during the investigation, we ask the question of, when we change the variable of temperature, what will be the effect on the growth of a plant? A simple way to remember the difference between an independent and dependent variable in an experiment is you say to yourself, I control the independent. It both starts with the letter I. I could control the temperature. I cannot control the growth of a plant. So in this case, the independent variable is the temperature and the dependent variable will be the rate of growth or the amount of growth. And then I need to go back and select the right sticky note or the right answer and transfer that to the final row about which was the most accurate prediction. On the last page, you need to think about why your prediction was the best and 3 important scientific words that you have used in the experiment. The final row that you need to do to conclude your particular write-up is to think about, did anything go wrong in your experiment that you would change, or were there any unusual results? You can finish this task by writing a conclusion to your investigation about what you investigated and what happened in the experiment.